Stay safe, stay successful. Safety has been a topic that has received much attention in light of news reports about several sales agents being tragically killed or hurt in the past few years. Various ways to promote safety in your profession include bullet safety classes taught by police officers in the community, bullet self-defense classes, bullet procedures for showing properties and meeting with customers/clients. Sales agents should always let someone know where they will be and to whom they will be showing properties. Never meet a stranger at a property, no matter how nice they sound. Bullet, trust your instincts. They will never fail you. The National Association of Realtors has assembled a list of 56 tips regarding safety measures. 56 safety tips for realtors. Share knowledge, awareness, and empowerment with your members year-round. Keep a strong focus on realtor safety throughout the year when you share these safety tips with your members every week. You can post them on your website, add them to your newsletters, or email them directly to your members. Feel free to rearrange the tips if you like. Regardless of when you send them, these weekly tips will help remind our members of the tenets of realtor safety: knowledge, awareness, and empowerment. Keep it light. Show properties before dark. If you are going to be working after hours, advise your associate or first-line supervisor of your schedule. If you must show a property after dark, turn on all lights and open shades prior to going inside with your client. Checking in. When you have a new client, ask him or her to stop by your office and complete a prospect identification form. Find a copy online at www.realtor.org/safety. Also, photocopy their driver's license and retain this information at your office. Be certain to properly discard this personal information when you no longer need it. Don't be too public. Limit the amount of personal information you share. Consider advertising without using your photograph, home phone number, and/or home address in the newspaper or on business cards. Don't use your full name with middle name or initial. Use your office address or list no address at all. Giving out too much of the wrong information can make you a target. Touch base. Always let someone know where you're going and when you will be back. Leave the name and phone number of the client you're meeting and schedule a time for your office to call you to check in. Open house safety, open house. It ain't over till it's over. Don't assume that everyone has left the premises at the end of an open house. Have a colleague or buddy help you check all of the rooms in the backyard prior to locking the doors. Stranger danger. Tell your clients not to show their home by themselves. Alert them that not all agents, buyers, and sellers are who they say they are. Predators come in all shapes and sizes. We tell our children not to talk to strangers. Tell your sellers not to talk to other agents or buyers, and to refer all inquiries to you. Sturdy doors are key to home safety. Make sure that all your home's doors to the outside are metal or solid, 1¾-inch hardwood, and have good, sturdy locks. Block identity theft. Contact the fraud department of any of the three consumer reporting companies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, to place a fraud alert on your credit report. The fraud alert automatically lets credit card companies and other creditors know they must contact you before opening any new accounts or making any changes to your existing accounts. Keep track of colleagues. Have a checkout employee board at your office, listing your name, destination, customer name, date, and expected return time. Wear your Realtor registered trademark ID. Always wear visible company identification, such as a badge. It is also best to drive a vehicle clearly marked with your company name. These will be invaluable for identification if you need to get assistance. Bring up the rear. When showing a home, always have your prospect walk in front of you. Don't lead them, but rather direct them from a position at least 3 to 4 arm lengths behind them. You can gesture for them to go ahead of you and say, for example, "The main bedroom is in the back of the house." Pick up some self-defense skills. The best way to find a good self-defense class is to learn what is available and then make a decision. Many health clubs, martial arts studios, and community colleges offer some type of class. You can also ask your peers, friends, and family if they have taken a self-defense class that they would recommend. You take the wheel. Do not drive clients in your car. Instead, have them meet you at the property. When you leave your car, lock it. Shield your computer from email viruses. Computer viruses can impair and seriously damage your computer. Viruses are often distributed via attachments in email spam. Never open an attachment from someone you don't know. And if you receive a strange or impersonal sounding message from a familiar address, check with that person to make sure that they really sent it. Got cell service everywhere? When you're showing commercial property, thick walls and/or remote locations may interfere with mobile phone reception. Be sure to check the cell service of the property before the showing. Call the listing agent if necessary. If there is no or poor cell service, always take an accompaniment. Choose flight over fight. While every real estate agent should take a basic self-defense course, the primary goal in any threatening situation is to escape from immediate danger and call for help. Who's calling? Install caller ID on your telephone, which should automatically reject calls from numbers that have been blocked. This will provide you with immediate information about the source of the call. Your trash is another man's treasure. Just bought a new entertainment system? A bunch of empty boxes out by the curb triggers an alarm to would-be thieves. Instead of putting boxes out in plain sight, cut them down and stuff them in trash bags. Hide personal information. Tell your sellers, don't leave personal information like mail or bills out in the open where anyone can see it. Be sure to lock down your computer and lock up your laptop and any other expensive, easy-to-pocket electronics, like iPads, before your showing. Agree on an office distress code. Create a voice distress code, a secret word or phrase that is not commonly used but can be worked into any conversation for cases where you feel that you are in danger. Use this if the person you are with can overhear the conversation, but you don't want to alarm them. Example: Hi, this is Jennifer. I'm with Mr. Henderson at the Elm Street listing. Could you email me the red file? Have your excuse ready. Part of being prepared to deal with a threatening situation is having an out. Prepare a scenario in advance so that you can leave, or you can encourage someone who makes you uncomfortable to leave. Examples: Your cell phone went off and you have to call your office. You left some important information in your car, or another agent with buyers is on his way. Take 2 seconds when you arrive at your destination to check out potential dangers. Is there any questionable activity in the area? Are you parked in a well-lit, visible location? Can you be blocked in the driveway by another vehicle? You are not alone. If you encounter an individual while working late or alone in your office, indicate to that person that you are not alone. Say something like, "Let me check with my supervisor to see whether she's able to see you now." Your email is public. Don't send any vital or private information via email. Keep in mind that unlike websites, email is never secure. Don't get lost. If you are in an unfamiliar area, make mental notes of landmarks, points of interest, and intersections, and always know the exact address of where you are going. If you must use a GPS, then pull over and stop in a safe place first. Careful with cash deposits. If you periodically carry large deposits to the bank, be especially aware of any strangers lurking around the office parking lot. If you must transport cash deposits, use the buddy system or arrange for a security service or police escort. Lock up client keys. Be sure to use the lockbox property key procedure that has been established to improve real estate agent safety. A reliable, secure lockbox system, such as those made by NAR Realtor Benefits. Partner CenturyLock, CenturyLock.com, ensures that keys don't fall into the wrong hands. Shop online safely. When shopping online, check out a website before entering your credit card number or other personal information. Enter this information only on secure web pages with addresses that start with HTTPS and have a closed padlock symbol at the bottom of the browser window. These are signs that your information will be encrypted or scrambled, protecting it from hackers. Nothing personal. When talking to clients and prospects, be friendly but still keep your personal information private. This means avoiding mention of where you live, your after-work or vacation plans, and similar details. Take 2 seconds as you walk towards your destination to check out potential risks. Are people coming and going, or is the area unusually quiet? Do you observe any obstacles or hiding places in the parking lot or along the street? Is anyone loitering in the area? Be careful with keys. Don't hand out house keys to friends, even if they are trustworthy. Know the location of all your house keys all the time. Never use hide-a keys or leave the key under the doormat, above the door, in a flower pot, or anywhere outside the house. You may think you're being clever, but experienced thieves know all the tricks. Also, keep your car keys and house keys on a different ring if you ever use valet parking, or leave your keys with parking lot attendants, or even at a repair garage. From dawn till dusk, when showing a vacant commercial site, find out if the property is well lit and has good cell phone coverage. If one or both of those criteria do not apply, take someone with you on the appointment. Thwart thieves. Remind your clients that strangers will be walking through their home during showings or open houses. Tell them to hide any valuables in a safe place. For security's sake, remember to remove keys, credit cards, jewelry, crystal, furs, and other valuables from the home, or lock them away during showings. Also, remove prescription drugs. Some seemingly honest people wouldn't mind getting their hands on a bottle of Viagra, uppers, or downers. Long-term thinking. If you think it may be some time before a property sells, and you may, therefore, be showing it often, get acquainted with a few of the immediate neighbors. You will feel better knowing they know your vehicle, and they will feel better about the stranger, you, who frequently visits their neighborhood. Don't dial and drive. Using a cell phone while driving can cause an accident. For driving safety, purchase a hands-free phone kit for your vehicle. And never attempt to take notes while driving. Pull over and stop in a safe place first. Carry less. If you carry a purse, lock it in your car trunk before arriving at an appointment. Carry only non-valuable business items, except for your cell phone. And do not wear expensive jewelry or watches, or appear to be carrying large sums of money. Don't get parked in. When showing property or meeting someone, park your car in front of the property rather than in the driveway. You will avoid having your car blocked in, you'll have an easier time escaping in your vehicle, and you will attract lots of attention running and screaming to your car at the curb area. Monitor your financial accounts. Open your credit card bills and bank statements right away. Check for any unauthorized charges or withdrawals and report them immediately. Call if bills don't arrive on time. It may mean that someone has changed contact information to hide fraudulent charges. Take 2 seconds to pause and look around as you enter your destination. Does anything seem out of place? Is anyone present who shouldn't be there or who isn't expected? Plan ahead with escape routes. Upon entering an open house property for the first time, check each room and determine at least 2 escape routes. Make sure all deadbolt locks are unlocked for easy access to the outside. If necessary, move furniture slightly to create a straighter path to the door. If there is an interior door and a storm door, open the interior door. This increases visibility and ensures that you do not have to open an inward swinging door to escape. Keep it professional. All of your marketing materials should be polished and professional. Don't use alluring or provocative photography in advertising, on the web, or on your business cards. There are many documented cases of criminals actually circling photographs of their would-be victims in newspaper advertisements. Best practices for model home showings. When a person comes through the office to view a model home, have them complete a guest register that includes their full name, address, phone number, email, and vehicle information. Safe apartment living. Moving into an apartment? Have the locks changed when you move in? The maintenance crew can simply swap lock cylinders with a random vacant apartment, a project that is free and takes only a few minutes. And just use your last name, or if necessary, last name and first initial, on your door or mailbox. This keeps strangers from knowing your gender or how many people live in your apartment. Rely on good neighbors. Inform a neighbor that you will be hosting an open house and ask if he or she would keep an eye and ear open for anything out of the ordinary. Be prepared. Pre-program. To best prepare for an emergency, pre-program important numbers into your cell phone. These may include your office, your roadside assistance service or garage, and 911. Beware of fishers. Don't respond to emails requesting personal or private information, such as passwords, credit card numbers, or bank account numbers. Even if a message appears to be from your bank or a trusted vendor, credible companies never request private information this way. Scam alert! Control your open house traffic by limiting the number of people allowed in the house at any given time. Police have reported groups of criminals that target open houses, showing up en masse near the end of the afternoon. While several clients distract the agent, others go through the house and steal anything they can quickly take. Make your clients your safety partners. Inform clients who are selling that while you are taking safety precautions and that you've checked and locked the home before leaving, they should immediately double-check all locks and scout for missing items immediately upon their return, in case you've missed any less than obvious means of entry. Don't use the V word. When describing a listing, never say that a property is vacant. This may be an invitation to criminals or squatters. Check suspicious emails. Before you act on an email request, check a list of the latest email scams on the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, website at https://www.ftc.gov/news-events/media-resources/identity-theft-data-security/phishing-scams. When in doubt, shred. Thoroughly shred all papers with personal information before you throw them away. Shred unwanted credit card applications and convenience checks that come in the mail, credit card receipts with your account number, outdated financial papers, and papers containing your client's personal information. Public transportation should be for the public, not from the public. If you plan on using public transportation, whether it's from a convention or to an open house, make sure that you are riding in a registered taxi before entry. Be aware that people may be soliciting rides using their own vehicles. Ask yourself some questions before entering. Can you definitively indicate that the vehicle you are about to enter is a registered form of public transportation? Look for signs, symbols, or a phone number on the car to confirm its validity. If in doubt, stay out. Be in charge. Whenever possible, be sure your cell phone battery is charged and always check the cell coverage of the property prior to the appointment. If needed, call the listing agent to confirm. If there is poor or no cell coverage at the property, always take someone with you. People are not who they say they are. Even with the help of caller ID, you can never be too sure you know who you are talking to. For example, if someone who claims to know you gives you a call and starts to make unusual requests on your behalf, then stop talking. Scammers feed off your reactions in order to compile additional information. Hint: if the caller has no recollection of previous conversations, then they are not who they say they are. Have a lifeline. Always let someone know when you are headed to an appointment and when they should expect to hear from you. Always check in after appointments to let a colleague/spouse/friend know that you have left the appointment and are safe. Be aware of adware and malware. Be sure that you don't click on error messages with unfamiliar logos that state your computer has been infected with a virus or Trojan found. These messages with unfamiliar logos will tell you there is something wrong with your computer and to download their protection service, when in actuality, you are downloading a virus and setting yourself up for information loss. Self-check business and personal life. Some agents have the enviable ability to work from home without issue. Others, however, often lack self-discipline and get sucked into the everyday distractions that await them around every corner of their home. For example, a pile of dirty laundry or a dishwasher full of clean dishes just begging to be emptied. Agents must focus on the daily activities vital to their living, such as prospecting for buyers and marketing listings. Often, distractions in the home pose too much of a threat to their livelihood. If you are an agent who falls victim to the distractions around your home, it would be in your best interest and the interests of your clients to work from your broker's office where you can concentrate on growing your business. If you do not have the option of working from your broker's office, perhaps your broker has more a virtual office with no workspace for agents, then dedicate a corner of your house as your space. Your space should not be the dinner table or the sofa in front of the television. If you do not have a place to go to, you will sit in front of the TV, and that will not grow your business. Instead, pick a space where you are insulated from noises like the television and arguing children. Designate it as your own. Organize it so that it is free of clutter. Clutter on your desk will clutter your brain. Chaos breeds chaos, so keep your desk clean. Have your to-do list prepared either the night before or at the beginning of the day, in plain sight, and mark off activities as you complete them. It feels good to mark things off your to-do list. Accomplishment is empowering. Examine your life. What aspects of your personal life affect your business life? Distractions. Relationships, texting with friends, social media unconnected to work, are, for most of us, daily distractions. If you are easily distracted, then you should devise a plan that will allow you to concentrate on work rather than on idle pastimes. Schedule a time, like lunchtime, when you return non-business, non-emergency text messages, or check your personal Facebook page. Do not give in to the temptation to watch that funny cat video on YouTube that your friend texted you 2 minutes ago when you should have been cold calling prospects. Wait until the appropriate time when you can devote yourself properly to truly enjoy those feline antics the way your friend meant for you to. Think of it in terms of money. If you calculated that your worth is $64 per hour and you just spent 45 minutes of your day on funny internet videos, then you just lost $48. If you do this periodically throughout the day, you are wasting even more. Time equals money. Having a bad day. Everyone has a bad day once in a while. Whether you blame it on the lunar cycle or just a bad night of sleep, you should be aware of the activities that you have planned for the day and how your current mood might affect them. For example, maybe you should not make cold calls if you are having a bad day. Your lousy mood could come through in the tone of your voice or in the way you approach the conversation, which could cost you a potential client. Is it possible for busy entrepreneurs to have a personal life? The answer is yes. It can sometimes be challenging to separate the two. You have to make a concerted effort to do so. Your business is critical to you. After all, your business is what helps put food on the table and kids through college. However, you cannot let it take up all of your time. There needs to be a healthy separation between work life and home life. Agents with busy schedules often have children with busy schedules. Schedule their activities on your calendar just like you would your work appointments. You can be there for their little league games, cheerleading competitions, and choir concerts if you manage your time correctly. Remember, time management is integral to the success of your career and also to your personal life. Have a regularly scheduled date night with your significant other that you put on your calendar. That way, you will not schedule another appointment in that time slot. If you want to take a vacation, book it immediately and add it to your calendar. Now it is scheduled, possibly even paid for, so there is no way that you will cancel it. You will work around it. If you are happy and have a positive attitude about yourself and what you do, your confidence and your business will grow. Self-check goal setting. Remember those goals that you set at the beginning of your career and in Chapter 2 of this book? You need to review and track them consistently. You know that you should break down your goals into daily, weekly, monthly, and quarterly goals that should be attainable. Goal setting is essential for any salesperson because you have to have goals to get to the next step. The goals are the what. Your marketing and business plans are the how you are going to do to get to the what. Self-check yourself. If your goal was 3 closings for the quarter and you fall short by 1, ask yourself why. What was it that you did or did not do? For example, let's say your buyer wanted a new water heater and the seller said, "No way." You closed your mind immediately to the idea that there might be some kind of compromise and therefore did not pursue one. The contract was terminated. There went your 3 closings for the quarter. What could you have done before throwing in the towel? Examine the contract. You know that the seller is paying closing costs of $3,000. Ask the buyer, "Do you really want the house?" If the answer is yes, then suggest asking the seller to pay $2,500 in closing costs and then negotiate with the seller for $500 toward a new water heater. The sellers accept. Bingo! You just made your quarterly goal. If you are not able to meet the goals that you set for yourself consistently, then review your goals. Are they attainable? Perhaps you have set goals for yourself that are unrealistic or too far out of reach. If your goals jibe with what you are capable of achieving, then self-check yourself. If you are not getting any buyers, ask yourself why. If you are getting buyers and listings, but none are getting to the closing table, why is this happening? What can you do? If you are not getting any buyers, how many open houses are you attending? Are you networking? Are you too reliant on one form of prospecting or marketing? If you are and you are not getting any action from that method, then try another. Ask for feedback from colleagues. Discuss your approach and methodology with a colleague. He or she might have some tips that will point you in the right direction. If you feel that you are not getting any buyers because you are still a new agent and buyers feel like you lack experience, make a goal to obtain one designation per year for the first 5 years. Designations can carry a lot of weight because potential clients are often impressed with agents who have taken the time to educate themselves. Education can sometimes supersede experience in some clients' minds. Think about this. If you see a lot of realtor signs in a neighborhood, do you run away from that neighborhood or do you run towards it? Many agents might just turn away from it, thinking that it might not be worth their time. You have a choice. If you run toward it, you want to be a part of it. You can step in and help with open houses or get involved in the neighborhood, both of which will give you exposure. If the people know you, they will come to you. Make a goal to help out top producers in the neighborhood with open houses. Do not limit your marketing goals to buyers only. Open houses are great for finding sellers as well. Commit to one open house per month. If you do not have another listing, hold one for another agent. Set yourself up on an easy-to-follow schedule. You can keep a calendar or day timer, or download a calendar/scheduling app to your smartphone or tablet. Real estate is all about relationship building. All agents, no matter how long they have been in the business, follow the same process. Prospect for listings, set listing appointments, find buyers, write up contracts, get loans processed, and go to closings. For you, it is all about the personal touches that you add to the process to gain buyers' and sellers' trust. Biggest challenges. The world of real estate is fraught with many challenges. Any seasoned agent you talk to will have stories about the challenges they have faced and the methods that they devised to overcome those challenges. Remember the 3 P's of successful goal setting and success: patience, persistence, and perseverance. You must have all 3 to make it in real estate. Some challenges you might encounter during your career in real estate include changing real estate market. Any agent who has been in the business for more than 5 years will tell you that the market changes constantly. Think about the economic crisis of 2008 to 2014. This crisis directly affected the housing market across the country, with some markets hurting worse than others. This time was exceptionally tough for real estate agents and brokers. This economic crisis was not the first to affect the housing market, nor will be the last. That is why you must prepare. Put aside as much money as you can each month for the lean times. They will come, and then they will go. Changing interest rates. Many agents fret and obsess over any rise in interest rates. While rising interest rates will affect real estate sales, more people apply for mortgage loans when rates are low. The truth is that people will still buy real estate. Low interest rates like those of the past several years since the economic crisis of 2008 were unheard of in the years previous. Talk to real estate agents who were practicing in the 80s or 90s. They will tell you that if the interest rates fell to 11%, that was indeed a miracle. Just think, in 1981, rates for a 30-year mortgage hit an unbelievable 18.45%. We cannot even imagine that today. Yet, people still bought and sold homes. Buyers choosing the wrong lenders? Many new buyers, especially those belonging to the younger generation, shop online for everything, including their mortgage loans. While there is nothing wrong with that, buyers often do not have a good grasp of the process and do not understand when they are not getting a good deal. it is often better for the buyer to choose a lender that will keep the agent informed during the process so that the agent has an element of control in helping to get the buyer to the closing table. Sometimes choosing the lender online without knowing much about them can lead to loans that do not close. Refer lenders you know and trust to get the job done to your clients. Give them a list of at least 3 to 4 lenders to choose from whom you know will work with and for the buyer. Inevitably, a property will not appraise. The majority of agents have dealt with this, even the best ones. This situation can make you doubt your own CMA. Take your CMA to the lender to talk about why you think that the appraisal was off, and then request a different appraiser. There is nothing wrong with getting a second opinion.